This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. X Suit. The world's most comfortable suit. I ordered mine and fits like a glove. Doesn't even need to be altered. Save 10% off with code MMA Nuts. Drift Air Freshener. Rethink car fresheners that are free from questionable ingredients. Save 20% off with code MAT20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 689.
689.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
I forgot my name for a second. I was like, what am I supposed to do?
I know.
wait, I've only done this like 1,000 times.
Or 689.
Definitely more than that, because we had it in the early days. We did the show more than once sometimes because the equipment wasn't working.
So. Many times, actually.
Yeah, too many times.
Like, oh no, we got to do the whole fucking hour again. Those were long.
We figured it out. Unlike the Bears, who have not figured it out. It's bad.
Well, it's a lost cause at this point. I saw no life. I turned it off again. I came back in. I said I wasn't going to watch it, but I did.
I'm invested. I'm invested in the misery. I think I might have a masochistic side to me. I just can't stop watching.
Yeah. It's true.
It's bad. It's really bad.
And these guys don't catch passes. Like, oh, let me hit you in the chest. I'll just fucking drop it.
Well, there's a stat they put up. Caleb Williams has been sacked 52 times in 13 games. It's the most in history in 13 games by any NFL quarterback in history. We have the worst offensive line in history.
And I thought that was the GM's goal. Like, I know offensive lines. We're gonna build the trenches.
Yeah.
I think you just fucking fire again. Here we go. Fire fucking everyone. Spend the money. Get an experienced head coach.
Yes.
And let's fucking go.
Give us John Gruden. God damn it.
Yes. We need someone that's going to come in there and fucking clean house, or at least set the tone.
You know? Well, I wonder if you need a character who's willing to stand up to the organization and just do whatever he thinks is best. Where some of these guys, it might not be all their fault. It could be, you know, the McCaskies or whatever. Like,
it could be too.
Kind of like party line.
Sell the team to like a billionaire, like Musk, Elon Musk. What are you up to?
Oh, sweet! I like
buy
that.
The Bears and just fucking make them efficient. Epic. Yeah,
we'd have the coolest shit, man. It'd be great.
Oh god, that'd be awesome. You got fucking robots out there, fucking making shit happen. That'd be fun. It'd be fun as fuck. Like a guy like that to get involved in a sports team. Because I was also I'll come back to that point. But you know, the Blackhawks also fired their head coach this week. So nice. Two Chicago teams doing terrible. I didn't even know that one was on the radar. I just know they're in fucking dead last place. And so that one's gone. But again, back to this billionaire point. I was thinking we need another billionaire in MMA because you're looking at the UFC as the dominant force. Bellator, PFL is on the outskirts. Like, you're barely doing anything. And I don't know if you remember back in the day, like, what the fuck was that org where they were like fighting on the beach?
I know,
because there were so many, like,
there was like fire around them and stuff. It was all
they were doing all sorts of crazy shit because you had like rich guys and it was like doing their own fight island kind of stuff. Like, that's what we need. You need like a Elon Musk. What the fuck? Zuckerberg loves MMA. I know he loves the UFC, but one of these fucks,
that's how
start
he can compete with
org.
Elon. Well, get some MMA on Facebook. Hallelujah. Come on, Zuck.
Exactly.
Make it happen.
Netflix, like, or somebody. Like, I want a smart fucker with a lot of money that's passionate about the sport to start an org.
Be great.
Because these guys don't have places to go. Because now it's like UFC or PFL, and PFL is bleeding money because they have a CEO that doesn't even fucking watch the sport. So that's a problem. That's a problem. So anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Should we talk anything about the UFC 310 extravaganza from the weekend?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know where you want to start.
I was just going to pull up the UFC website.
That's a good start. Let's do
I
that. Let's
gotta
pull up the
go.
UFC website.
I gotta look at it like this. I don't care about this first fight. You had the Rachmaninoff versus Ian Machado Gary. The Rachmaninoff wins the decision, but after the fight, I think it was Cormier who said Rachmaninoff had a torn MCL, and that's why his performance was as such, why it went to a decision.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Yeah, because he was supposed to tear right through him, right?
Should have.
Typical first
Yes.
round finisher. And it did not work out. And do you have anything else to add for that fight?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go to the Ciryl Gane versus Volkov in a controversial split decision.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't I think it was a really close fight. I think you could have gone either way. I think Gon didn't look like himself, you know, and he had said that he had busted his toes up or
Yeah, I
whatever.
think he broke his foot or something.
Yeah, and you
It's
know, surprising us, I thought, me anyways, with the grappling ability early on in the fight, you know, he got up off the ground a couple times and we thought Volkov would be handling him, even took him down. I don't know. I could say either guy could have won that fight. I'm okay with the decision. I didn't think it was atrocious, like Dana said, or anything like that.
Yeah,
So,
like after the fight, he was saying all that. And then they did the media scorecards for that
ooh, how'd they have it?
fight. One guy had it for Gon, and then everybody else had it for Volkov.
Well.
And then that was also, I think, the fight that Adelaide Bird was the judge on that.
Oh,
And
perfect. Yeah.
yeah, makes sense, right? That's why you have a weird split decision.
Yes.
So. If she's involved, and I don't know, I think this was her first fight back since she was a judge and fucked up. It might have been the first fight between Canelo Alvarez and Triple G. And I think that
That
they
sounds
just
right. Yeah.
put
It
her
was a boxing.
on
Yep.
hiatus from that fight. Like, take a break, lady.
Right.
And she's got to be a million years old. I don't know. But once again, nothing ever happens. Like, I don't understand this sport sometimes when you have these judges that are just semi-retarded and don't
Or
understand
are
it.
completely retarded
Maybe
sometimes.
100%
Maybe a hundred
retarded,
percent.
right? And they're still allowed to judge the fucking fights. Like, it doesn't make any
Yeah.
sense. Like, they're almost grandfathered in. There's no accountability. Just do whatever you want. Keep fucking up fights. It's not like you're like it has an impact on a fighter, like win or lose, when half their pay is to win. So it's completely fucked up. So once again, they won't address it. And it's weird because Dana White thinks it's a problem, and then the athletic commissions don't do anything. They always protect their judges, which is weird.
They do. Well, yeah, you kind of have to, I guess, but at the same time, you want it to be fair.
Yeah,
So,
you need accountability. If you're consistently fucking up, you should be fired. You can't just keep fucking up. And this person is just fucked up probably more than anybody. And then I forgot who that other judge was. There was another one out there that was consistently fucking fights up. And
Yeah.
you're like, we gotta fire that person. So we had those. I want to pull up some more. Share, go.
Let's see. Yeah.
Bryce Mitchell, Kron Gracie.
Oh, tough one.
It did not fare well for Kron,
Oh
unfortunately.
man, Mitchell just handled him, KO'd him with the elbows. It was bad. Well, I think maybe the slam, like
He looked like he was out on a slam, and then what did he get fed a handful of elbows?
he did, and yeah, I tried to jump guard, and then Mitchell
That's
was
never
like,
good.
"Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Like, we're gonna do something different."
Yeah.
Yeah, so is
And let's go back to the well.
there more?
The Dominic Reyes, Anthony Smith,
Yeah.
who I think, well, Reyes wins the fight the second round. And I want to say, I don't know if I wrote it down. Yeah, I'll pull this up. So Reyes is talking about at some point during a fight, this is his quote. He's talking about Anthony Smith. He said he just wanted to feel something. There was a point in the first round where he put his hands down and told me to punch him in the face. Okay. Like, I get it. Like, you want to feel it, but do you want to just absorb punishment? We don't need to. I mean,
Himself.
yeah, I mean, it wakes you up. I enjoyed it. Like, I need to get punched, and then it's like the levels keep amping up and up, but it didn't fare well for him. And I think even after the fight, in the post-fight press conference, Dana White was saying he's, and I'll, we'll go back to the card, but he specifically called out three fighters. He said Anthony Smith, Chris Weidman, and Clay Guida should all retire.
Yeah.
Like, oh
I can't
man.
argue, I can't argue that. I mean, makes sense.
Yeah. I'm trying to close this window here and open another one. Where is this? Wanted to go back to the main screen, and I'm not there. Because Nick Diaz was supposed to fight on this. Did
Oh,
not.
yeah, he's having a rough
Vicente
go of
Luque.
it. Nick Diaz, good
But
Lord.
this other guy, I know. As we scroll through. And then Weidman, right? Like, he gets fucked in this one.
Does
And the odds were pretty even on that. Like, he
it
was a slight
was
favorite. Chiesa, submission win. Good for him.
still hanging in there.
And then Guida got subbed. Yeah, wow. Look at the odds on that one.
Huge odds.
Yeah, not great. So, it's unfortunate. Like, again, we're seeing people that we've known for a while, and Weidman, even he's a fucking former champion. But again, what killed him? USADA, right? It
Yep.
was never the
You
same.
thought it. No, it
The
wasn't.
drug testing comes in, and oh, the guy's magically not as good.
It's weird how that works. Drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah, kind of bad, kind of good.
Sometimes good, okay?
Right, I feel
Depending
like we
on.
should. Can we go back to running a little hot? Like let everybody run a little hot, you know?
Yeah. Go as much as you want and
Yeah,
just enjoy the
because think
product.
about how much better the fights were. I mean,
They were great.
we'll always argue this, that they were way better back in the day,
The
right?
Vitor Belfort era, man. That was the
Fuck
best.
yeah,
TRT Vitor.
that's when they legalized it and let people fucking do it. Like,
Guys
holy
running at
shit.
2000,
Yeah,
like
what's your
24/7.
testosterone? I'm 5,800 or whatever. Like, dude, how are you still alive? You're not stroked out? He might have been stroking out in those fights.
He could have been, but he was pretty effective.
Super effective. Might
Yes.
have blinded Bisbing. I don't know.
Could have
Maybe.
happened.
It's debatable. So let's do a little spots for action.
Yeah. For some, it's the most wonderful time of the year, and for others, it's just another round of dodging questions about your love life while trying not to look like you just crawled out of a cave. Enter the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra by Manscaped. Save your dignity this holiday season. Don't be that family member who shows up solo and scruffy to yet another holiday gathering. Get your winter overgrowth under control with the Weed Whacker 2.0 and the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Help you seal the deal this cuffing season. Who knows? You might even outshine your weird uncle who's still rocking that goatee from 1985 and claim your spot at the top of the sibling power rankings.
Whoa,
Well, this is
there's a
aggressive.
lot of action going on here,
Join
man.
the over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for kickoff by heading over to manscaped.com. Use the code MMA Nuts for 20% off and free shipping. Trust me, you'll be drafting the real MVP of grooming season, of grooming this season.
That's right. And the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra doesn't just stop at grooming essentials. It also comes with two holiday bonuses: the Boxers 2.0 Midnight Bravo and the Shed 2.0 Toiletry Bag. These premium extras make sure you're always ready to jingle and mingle, whether at home or on the go.
Yes, and get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com. It's 20% off plus free shipping with the code MMA Nuts at manscaped.com. Stay on top of your grooming game and be ready for anything the season throws your way.
That's right.
Oh.
You throwing footballs at me?
I
Or just
guess, I
balls?
mean,
Balls at
something,
you. Balls
throwing
at your
balls,
face. How do you
throwing
like it?
balls at your
I don't
face.
know. I don't like it.
Yes, but cleanly shaven balls.
That's right.
Better, more aerodynamic balls.
Perfect. That's what it's all about. Streamline. Aerodynamics,
Yes.
cutting through wind.
No resistance.
That's right. It's about running fast.
Exactly.
And this episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Does Blue Chew work? If you're asking that question, we want you to know Blue Chew is putting their money where their mouth is by giving you 1 month free.
What? Just
Yes.
remember, Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra at a fraction of the cost in a chewable form. Simple process. Sign up at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
Days.
Seriously, Blue Chew tablets are made in the US and prepared and shipped directly to your door. No more awkward conversations or visits to the doctor office, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. You can take them anytime, any day. So you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Nice. I like that. It's like a vampire springing to action.
Yeah,
Blue Chew wants men rock hard. They told me that's the mission. They will not stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house, till every tent is pitched, till every rod is raised. Discover your options at bluechew.com. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
thank you, Blue Tube.
That's right. Thank yous. All right, that. Back to the show. What else is happening?
All right, so I have lots of videos this show.
Nice.
I found this organization called FAME
Okay.
in Poland, I believe. And if you miss weight, you have to fight not only your opponent, but also his dad. Tell me this isn't fucking epic.
Yeah, this is crazy. So I
This
gotta
is
figure
like
out how to go full screen here.
a
Okay.
dude and his dad is a
So,
beginner.
like, he drops the dad, and let me just say right here, what a fucking stupid thing. Don't pull a guillotine and drop to your back when you're fighting two fucking people.
It's pretty stupid, isn't
Like,
it?
that's fucking retarded. Because he was doing
Yes.
well on the feet, and he forgot he was fighting two people. So then he just gets fucked.
Oh, his
Because
dad
he
goes
just
down.
goes low, and then he takes the neck.
He does.
But I'll tell you what, I fucking love this. You know why? Because I feel like you need to have some sort of advantage if that guy fucking missed weight. We always think about what's the trade-off? Should we have a point deduction? Fuck just taking 20 or 30% of the guy's pay. I like a little two versus one. I don't necessarily like the guy's dad in
That's the, I
there.
mean, his dad could get hurt. I
I
wouldn't want to
know,
see
because he
that.
took a hell of a shot right off the bat. I'm like, oh no, there's brain damage. He doesn't need to be taking those shots.
No.
But if you have a second person, maybe they shouldn't be in there for the whole fight. Maybe just give them a minute, like
Yeah,
1 minute
perfect.
of two versus one.
First minute. I love it.
Yeah. And it could, it, whoever you want, as long as they're, I don't, fuck it. They don't even have to be in a weight class. It's just two versus one. Fuck rules, you know? That's how we should play these games.
I like it.
I like that. There was a new fight announced.
Uh-oh,
This
what is it?
might be the hottest fight in MMA. So we're gonna
Cyborg.
have, this is a UFC Vegas 101 main event. We'll pull this up. So we're gonna have Amanda Ribas versus Mackenzie Dern.
Whoa.
That's gonna be January 11th. It's being moved from December 14th to January 11th. I was gonna try to pull up their Instagrams, but you know, Instagram wants you to log in, and you know what? I refuse to log in. So if you want to check them out, check them out.
You're not going to give them the satisfaction of your login.
No. I refuse. I get so pissed off. Like, why can't I just? It's like, and it's the same thing. Isn't Facebook like that? Because it's owned
Yeah.
by fucking Facebook. So,
Yeah. I just log in before I have a lot of Instagram and
see, that's smart. I get
I
too
refuse to go
irritated.
on TikTok. So it's for me, it's Instagram and Facebook, which these days I barely go on social media. I just go to find fucking shit for our show or. If I need some advice on how to fix some shit in my house, I will go. Those are good times to go to those places.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that one's like a party. What else is happening?
Well, I got the video. And speaking of Instagram video. Here's Luke Rockhold sweeping and mounting a bull. Did you see this?
No.
I mean, would you do this?
As a younger, not now. Fuck no. And does he go mount on this? I think this one's from. I think I've seen this. Yeah, he gets a mount.
Is it actually him, you think?
Yeah, it is.
It looks like him.
It is him.
He's
Because
very
he's
excited.
just going straight MMA, and the bullfighters are going, "What the fuck did you just do?" Like, that's not natural. You shouldn't be
Yeah.
treating my cow
Just
that way,
mounted a
or
bull.
bull,
What the
right?
fuck, man? It's
But
crazy.
he's also the man that I think he was in Thailand, and he was fondling a tiger's balls once. Like, I don't, what are you guys doing?
No,
How
thanks. I'm not
sedated is that
interested.
tiger?
I don't know.
I'm
I
not
don't want to test the
grabbing.
theory because if he decides he's pissed enough, I'm not going to get eaten by a tiger because I'm playing with his balls.
Yeah,
That's
and is that gay? Like, should you be playing with a
it's
tiger's
probably gay, but
balls?
it's more epic level stupid. It's just,
Yeah.
well, the tiger's
Right.
going to eat you.
Like, what the fuck are we doing here? Like,
Yeah.
why tempt fate? I don't care how drugged he is. You're right. I saw The Hangover. You can't fuck with a tiger. You can't fuck with like Mike Tyson's tiger. It's Michael get pissed off and knock you out. And once
Exactly.
again, his last knockout was in that movie. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Let's
I got more. I
see.
can keep going. I have lots of videos.
I have there's a new fight league. I think I've got two fight leagues. Oh, Jesus, this
Ooh.
one's super loud. This is fighting on like a bus or something. MMA fights on a bus. Let's do no sound because it was super loud. I have to remember to turn that back on. But like, you got the handrails. These guys are full head just fucking slugging it out on a bus while it's driving. I don't know if there's any more because oh yeah, there's like another round. They're in the fucking seats. That it's like a bubble dome on that guy. I've never seen headgear like this. Have you?
Yeah, I feel like they have this, they have the shit on so that they don't smash their face on the metal in that goddamn thing.
Yeah.
But it looks
That'd be
great.
fun if he was making all the stops and people were getting on and off.
This is the brawl happening while you're
Yeah.
getting on the bus. Sweet. That would be
I
kind of
this is
cool.
crazy. I love this shit because this is like real world street fighting. You don't know when shit's gonna go down. You gotta be prepared.
Yes.
Could go down on a bus. I've seen many bus fights. It
Always
come.
be ready.
That's
Crazy
right.
people be on the bus.
I think I have one more. Let me see if I could do sound. Oh yeah, we need sound because someone just cracked in this one. This is. Here we go. Dwarf bare knuckle boxing.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Damn.
Dude got cracked. I don't know if there's a replay.
This is like I like the lighting. It's pretty
Oh,
cool.
are we gonna let him get up and let him get knocked down again?
You're okay. You just get
Yeah,
back
just
in
get back
there.
up.
You're good.
Rub
You're
some
good.
dirt on it. Get back in there, kid.
Shit can't get any worse. Brain damage won't kill you.
It's fine.
It's
It's
like,
totally fine.
yeah.
Dwarf bare knuckle
Yes.
boxing. Okay.
So, it's
Oh,
time
snap.
for today's UFC in 5 trivia game where I give Matt clues and he tries to guess the MMA fighter. He gets up
This
to
makes
five
sense.
clues and five guesses, I
Like
suppose.
Blue's Clues?
I think the best you've had it is three, right?
No, I got it on one before.
You did? Ah, okay.
Yeah. You asked a question, I gave you an answer. I think it was a Rich Franklin.
Oh, maybe you're right. So here we go. This is from MMA Fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, the Immortal.
Matt Brown.
Let's see. I mean, it's got to be.
It is. Why are they giving you the nickname off the bat?
Nope. Five fight win streak.
The Immortal. That's weird because that's his nickname.
I agree.
This is. I'm gonna start off the bat. This is gay. So you're gonna give me a nickname and then say just five fight win streak. Jesus Christ. So we don't have weight class. I don't even know what org we're in. We're an MMA 5-fight win streak.
Well, it's UFC. It's UFC.
Okay. The immortal. See, by saying they're immortal first, that's fucking everything
Trick
up.
question. It's a gay trick question. I'm not gonna lie. MMA fighting, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Seriously, bullshit.
So I
SBKC.
don't have an answer for that because I don't have enough
I'm gonna
info
say,
to take a guess.
just gonna put dick. Nope,
Okay.
it wasn't dick. So
Great.
recently battered the face of Irene Aldana at UFC 306.
Jesus Christ. I don't even remember who she fought. This is probably like that. This. Nope. You can shut this one off because I don't know who that chick was. I already
Okay.
forgot her.
It seemed easy and then it became really difficult.
Yep.
Where the
Let's
hell?
just cut to the chase because I'm not getting this. And that fight just happened because I remember recently we were just showing pics of Aldana's healed face, and I was focused more on her than her opponent. So,
Normand Dumont. I would have never
yeah, I'm
got
never
that.
gonna get that
Yes.
again. Fucking retarded way to ask
Trick
the
question.
question.
Trick question.
The immortal, fucking. And then if anybody names themselves the immortal, it's fucking Matt Brown or go fuck yourself. How's that?
I agree.
Matt Brown or go fuck yourself.
I'm with you.
Oh, okay. These have become frustrating of
I'm
late.
sorry. I'm sorry. I
No,
never
it's not
get
your
into the
fault.
trivia
That's
game.
their fault.
Yes.
Let's see. I just write weird scenarios. So let me click on whatever
Oh boy,
this
I'm
is.
scared.
Oh, this is what you had just pulled up. So we'll skip that. I got a different one. What are your thoughts on what I'm going to show you next? Okay, so let's go no volume and we'll pull this up. This is state champion wrestler McKinley Kova poses for a photo in the middle of a match after putting her opponent in a leg cradle. And I wrestled, never heard of a leg cradle. Maybe it's something new. Maybe I was just not good. It could be either. Kova posted a video on Instagram receiving 500,000 likes, blah, blah, blah. She became the under 14 California State Freestyle Champion last June. Has a record of 47-20 with 33 pins. So, what do you
Pretty
think
good.
of this? Like, she's doing this and then does a pose because she knows she's got some shit locked up.
That's pretty disrespectful. I'm not sure if I like it or not, but
I'm
if I
100% with you. I saw that. I go, I had the same feeling. I go, do I like this or not? I'm like, it's fucking disrespectful off the bat. And then I eventually got to a point, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because like, I got to put myself in the position of getting submitted like that. Like, I'm coming up swinging. Like, I don't give a fuck if it's
Yeah.
wrestling. I'm coming up swinging. You don't fucking gloat on me like that while
No.
we're still going at it.
Unless there's beef. Although I did like the Diaz, like when he had him in the triangle.
Well, and
That's
he's
a
like flexing up, and I'm like that
Yeah.
was different because that's him, right? And that's a pro level, and there's some gamemanship to that. I can appreciate that, but at this level, amateur, I think that's the other part I have a problem with. You're amateur. Don't
Yeah.
be like that as an amateur.
Right.
That was weird. All right, what else is happening?
Well, I have another weird shit. I have some weird training footage. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this as a way of getting your fighter stronger. Tie him to a pole and beat the living shit out of him.
No.
This doesn't seem
Because
like a
you're
good
just
plan.
taking damage and you're not, this isn't making you tougher. This is making you weaker.
Yeah.
Like, let me give you brain damage and damage your body in the process. Like, 'cause what are you building here?
Stupidity?
You're not getting tougher.
No.
You're just getting dumber.
Yeah, it's really dumb. I'm sure this was going on for many decades for long.
Yeah, and now you're only seeing it. But is
Like,
it better to be dumb or tough?
probably dumb.
Probably. Life's probably easier. 'Cause then you could be happy with just like a fucking ice cream sandwich, you know?
Yes.
Let's do a little Astonauts. I got two. Let's
Okay.
see what this first one is. Oh, this is kind of a blanket statement, but I'll pull this up. Which UFC fighter has the most excuses after they lose a fight?
I don't know. I'm thinking old school, the Nogueiras.
Well, I was gonna say just Brazilian
Any
fighters in
Brazilian
general.
fighter who's got
Yeah, that's
something
pretty
going
much
on.
what it was,
Yeah.
right? Always 100%. They love that. There was always some kind of reason. And then the other thing, I'll just post this. Let me pull this up. So Demetrius Johnson tweeted this out. He said, "Guys, I got offered $2 million to fight. I turned it down. I don't care to fight anymore. YouTube video dropping soon." Do you believe him? Like, someone was willing to pay him $2 million
No.
and then he's gonna fucking turn that down?
Unless he's making a shitload of money other ways. Wasn't he
He's
just
not,
doing
because
Twitch or something?
remember, I think you had brought that story up where he was in the UFC video game and he was getting residual checks. And I think he got like 47,000 and he was super happy. Like, oh my God, I'm so happy to get that 47,000. Like, what? You just got offered 2 million.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe he doesn't need that money, but I feel like because he was a pie weight, they never paid him what he was technically worth for how good he was, even though I won't fucking admit it. And I hated watching him fight, but he was obviously good. He didn't get paid what he was worth. But why? I don't know. Because I guess that goes to the type Mike Tyson, right? Like, you're gonna turn down, I forgot what the amounts we were talking about, like 40 to Jake Paul and 20 or 25 to Mike Tyson. He ain't fucking turning that money down. That's a shit ton of money. I don't know.
Yeah, 2 million. I think it's bogus. Total
Yeah,
whack.
I like for a flyweight, it ain't
No
happening.
chance.
Because he would 100% accept that if he was happy with 47. I think that's where I was going with that. Anyway, what else is happening?
I got a couple KOs and some knowledge left, I think.
Okay, that's where I'm at too. You want to start the KOs off?
Sure. Here we got Bare Knuckle FC. From the weekend. Hold on. A little 2 second KO. Good
Yeah,
night.
I think they're saying this is the fastest knockout in combat sports history.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty epic.
Forgot a slow
You still
motion
can't stand.
angle of
I'm
that.
totally fine. I'm fine. Why'd you guys stop it one more time? Whoa. And then number two is there's this CFC 9, which. There's a spinning backfist KO. Still can't play audio on this one, too. A little action happening. It takes a second. Boom. Guy's wearing spandex pants to fight.
Yeah, and he's got
Call
they
it a
got
day.
both have shoes on.
Yes. So,
That was
pretty
weird.
wild.
I got one that's not technically legal, but I would like to see him win this way. So, I'm pretty sure he got DQ'd for this, but anyway. Axe kick to the balls.
Oops.
Whoops, wussies. He's all right. He
He looks
looks
like he
totally
looks like
fine.
he's in a lot of pain.
He's so happy right
He's
now.
like crying on the floor.
He's
Ouch.
contemplating life and the universe.
Yeah, that looks bad.
It's all good. And right into kind of knowledge. What do you got?
Oh, I got something to lighten your mood. Here we go. A little
Okay.
holiday edition of MMA Babes.
Nice.
Here we
Oh,
got, I think it's
man. I gotta
better.
go full screen. What are we doing here? Paige VanZant on a collab. Whoa. These are some strong chicks. Like that one on the right. I don't know. She's fucking
Oh yeah.
strong as shit.
I'm a big fan. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Are these super soakers?
I think so. I want to see them super soak fight each other.
Sure.
Sounds amazing.
So I got three things. Let me pull some shit up here. You get your feedback on the first one, and then once again, I don't know what happens when I click my links. I just hope for the best. So I think Call of Duty has jumped the shark,
Uh-oh.
and
Here he goes. He's
exactly.
angry.
No, I'm
Get
not.
ready.
I'm totally fine. I just want
Okay.
your feedback because they had put some weird characters in there. You could play as a, I think it's a great white shark in a suit. And some weird other characters that were not just fighting normal people, but they put this weapon in there. And I want your feedback on this. We don't need sound. So it's a bong weapon that you can light up and fucking get high.
And then.
But the caveat to this is that they're also banning people for swearing in chat now. So
But they're swear.
they're gonna show this, but you can't fucking swear. I don't know what swears they're using, but
Probably the C word.
yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts on said
I
fucking
mean,
and this is like kids are playing this game, so
I
that's
just
part of
feel
the
like video
problem.
games aren't video games anymore. They're like some other thing. It's like, it isn't like you just go have fun and blow shit up or do this or do that. They're like some other, this is like some pop culture weird shit that it's no longer a shooting fighting game type thing. What the
It's
hell?
not like we've jumped a shark, and
Yeah.
I don't know if Snoop Dogg's in it or gonna be in it, but I just need a handful of characters. We don't need fucking women in the game. Like, just like go at it, and it's just become such a nickel and dime you. Like, oh, here's all these cool new weapons. Oh, do you want a new character skin?
Yep.
15 bucks. I'm like, what happened to the days of you just buy the game and you get all the fucking content? Those days
Right.
are fucking gone,
Gone.
especially this Call of Duty. I
Yeah.
got two more things here.
Okay, I'm
So
ready.
we'll share this one. So this is always those punch machines. Here's a woman going after this. You can already see where this is gonna go.
Yeah, I
I
feel like
don't
it's
like
good
this
about that. I
stance
thought
at
that ended
all.
badly.
Yes. Oh, we got she broke something there.
Oh
Let's
yeah.
see that one again. I don't know how your left. I don't know how her left foot came off the ground here. Trying to. Oh, she did like a jumping right hook, and she didn't make contact. And then fucks her knee and leg up. She might have broke that leg there.
Oh God, that looks
Definitely
bad.
devastated. So we had
Terrible.
that, and then I think we could play sound here. I'm gonna have to stop share and come back. So no, we're not gonna share sound. So Brittany Palmer was at some sort of
That looked
MMA
dicey.
show,
Whatever you're about to show, that looks dicey.
the Octagon Girl of the Year. So Brittany Palmer, she won, but her dress blew out.
Oh.
Hang on. Maybe we could share sound. Let's hear a bunch of catty ladies going at it. Hang on.
I think the dress was too tight.
Something blew out for sure.
What the fuck?
I just kind of have to recover.
Why is this happening? So she wins the award and blows her dress out.
Wow.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's what winners do. They break shit.
Yeah. They take everything to the edge.
They do.
They maximize all of the potential.
And she's like 4'2". Like, remember we walked past, it was like her and Ariane Celeste
Yes, tiny.
backstage at one of the fucking UFC events. I'm like, you guys are like elves, you're so tiny. Like, what the fuck? It doesn't even
Yes.
make sense. I like literally up to
Well,
that.
I think they like that because it makes the guys look bigger. It's like a spectacle
Yeah.
at that point. So they have
And
tiny
that probably
feet.
adds to that of when we're talking about BJ Penn and some of like, I think you were saying George Stathopoulos.
Yeah.
When we saw them, you're like, oh fuck, they look huge. And then maybe that's part of the point is like these ladies are so tiny when you have the tiny guys, but the tiny guys are still taller than these tiny ladies. Like, oh fuck, they're fucking
They're massive,
giants.
right?
And then
Yeah.
you meet everybody in person, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, we've been sold a fucking wolf tickets, man. These
Yeah.
are wolf tickets across the
We can't have
board.
these like Amazon sized chicks. That they
Why
would make the
not?
men look small. That'd be weird.
You should.
Yeah.
They should be like ready to fight if they needed to.
I like it.
Yeah. And on that note, we can shut it down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.